Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Well, if you ever catch yourself thinking when looking in the mirror, I wish my under-eye bags would just go away. You're not alone. Bags and puffiness under the eyes are a problem for millions of American men and women. Until now, introducing my new favorite, the new GenuCell Serum with plant stem cell technology from Chamonix. Susan from New Jersey wrote me, I've been using GenuCell for a couple months. The puffiness around my eyes is gone. Even the crow's feet and small lines have disappeared and haven't come back. I love this product. I use it under my eyes, around the cheekbones, and on my eyelids. With its instant effects, Chamonix says you'll see results in the first 12 hours or your money back. They guarantee it. Order now and save big on GenuCell's risk-free introductory offer. Go to lovegenucell.com/Stephanie. That's G-E-N-U-C-E-L. For an instant 10% off your order, order now. You'll get the amazing GenuCell XV face cream when you order the exclusive GenuCell most popular package at checkout. That's love, GenuCell.com/Stephanie. lovegenucell.com/Stephanie. Yeah. Oh, happiest of happy hours. Happy Juneteenth.
Yeah.
Happy ACA getting upheld at the Supreme Court.
That's yeah. Right.
Motherfuckers. Happy, happy.
Mm-hmm. It's a good week.
Happy Donald Trump not to be able to get a book deal. And he lost again. Oh, that means 70 times they tried to overturn Obamacare and three times the charm at the Supreme Court. Losers.
Go home on his loser bus.
Yeah. Yep. Get on your loser bus. Losey McKing. Back to loser town.
Loser towny guy.
Yeah.
Losey McLoserson. Lost again. Oh, well. Who better to celebrate with than Uncle Rob Reiner and singer-songwriter Jill Sobule in studio with us this week? I mean, what a celebration it was this
week. It was
a
magical week this week.
Yes.
Yeah. I speak entirely in Rob Reiner movie dialogue.
Yes, he appreciates
so
that, too.
We speak to each other, and he has, like, the poster behind him for every movie that I quote. But we are drinking sand, and also he ordered the Code Red. Mm-hmm. And we can't handle the truth, and Rob Reiner very, very passionate about why the DOJ needs to do the right thing to uphold our democracy here in the United States.
The DOJ needs to get out of the cock-a-doodie car.
Get out of the cock-a-doodie. Right. They need to not fucking slam a sledgehammer into our knees. They need to
ankle.
Save democracy. Ankles. Whatever. Wow. Here's my
you
point.
You probably have never seen Misery because
I have
it's
only
scary.
Seen parts that's scary, but yeah. That's not my favorite. Okay. Rob Reiner. It's too scary.
Okay.
Okay. American President, my favorite.
Yeah.
And then Jill Sobule has great post-COVID songs. Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't want my life to begin. I can so really relate. Because remember, like COVID, I didn't feel like such a loser because no one had a social life. Now I'm back to feeling like a loser. Now I'm a single loser.
You're going to three parties this weekend.
Well, that just happened by accident, and it just
not.
Happened.
People invited you.
Oh. There could be
they
ladies
want
there.
You there.
There'll be ladies.
Yes, they're going to be late. You may get laid.
Oh, please. Let's not be ridiculous.
Well.
Okay. Listen.
You're the one putting up the roadblocks there.
We will do a sing-along with Jill Sobule to I Kissed a Girl to be hopeful. All of us. Right? Okay. And Uncle Rob Reiner. Enjoy, everybody. Happy, happy hour. Whee! Trink and Sam this morning. We're not listening to just anyone that steps up to a microphone.
That's right.
We're listening to Rob Reiner.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo. Hey, hi, Stephanie. Look, see the poster back there?
Yes.
That's
the American president. There. Yeah. Have I mentioned to you that I like that movie?
No.
Okay. I only speak in Rob Reiner movie ease. Almost everything
this
I say.
Liar!
Did you order the code red?
Yes. Yes.
Donald, God damn right I did.
Donald Trump ordered every code red. Isn't that what we're finding? I, like many people, want to know what you wanted to say on Bill Maher's show. So let's talk about you, because you have a lot to say about Merrick Garland and what is happening. You've been all over Twitter. The sooner Trump's indicted and found guilty of his mountain of crimes, the sooner our voting rights are restored, the sooner we will have restored our democracy. So give us your take on Merrick Garland, because you've been very tough on Twitter. You said Merrick Garland's dealing with a landfill-sized garbage heap of corruption left behind by a criminal president. He won't succeed in cleaning it up unless he prosecutes the criminal who sat at the top of that heap. Thank you.
Right.
Go, Rob Reiner.
My thing is the democracy is under attack right now. I mean, literally, physically was under attack on January 6th. And it's fragile. Democracy is fragile. And we're not guaranteed to have it. You know, we've had it for 245 years, but it's not guaranteed forever. And the two pillars of democracy, to me, are the right to vote, that every citizen has the right to vote, and that the vote counts, and it's not going to be stolen from them. And we're seeing all kinds of voter suppression and laws put in place in the state level to do just that. So that's one thing. That's one area that has to be fought, and we need to get the Voting Rights Act, the John Lewis Act, the For the People Act. Those things have to pass. If not, we're taking away the bedrock foundation of democracy. The second thing is the rule of law. And that's where Merrick Garland comes in. Donald Trump was impeached twice, but that's a political endeavor. And there's no basis for law there. It's just that the Congress has a right to do that. And they did it, but they didn't convict him. But if he has broken actual federal laws, unless the Attorney General holds him accountable for breaking those laws, we have lost the rule of law. And if we lose that and we lose our right to vote, then that's pretty much the slippery slope where you end up in autocracy. So that's my fear. My fear is that Merrick Garland, so far, I'm not seeing that he is doing that. I mean, there have been a little tips of the iceberg, but not going after the E. Jean Carroll case. To me, dropping that case and siding with the Trump Justice Department that Trump was, you know, doing his presidential duties by defaming E. Jean Carroll, that didn't make sense to me, and that got me very nervous that he wouldn't go after Trump for obstruction of justice, which he committed a minimum of five times, according to the Mueller report, which was also corroborated by Don McGahn just recently this week. So we have obstruction of justice, and we have a president who led a violent, deadly insurrection to overthrow the U.S. government. If he's not prosecuted for those things, then the rule of law becomes meaningless. And when that happens, that there goes democracy.
Yeah. Well, Rob, it seems like Merrick Garland, we're trying to, you know, maintain the, you know, institution of the Department of Justice, or, you know, Joe Manchin doesn't want to blow up the tradition of the filibuster in the Senate. Mitch McConnell already blew up the filibuster. Donald Trump already blew up the Department of Justice. These are not normal times. Like, we can't use normal remedies, can we?
Well, you can use normal remedies when it comes to the Justice Department. Yes, he blew up the Justice Department, and that is one job that Merrick Garland has, which is to refurbish it, to bring it back to where it needs to be. But it doesn't say that you can't prosecute federal crimes that were committed. And if he does that, that will put things back on norm. Now, as far as the filibuster is concerned, you know, this isn't over yet. I mean, Joe Manchin has a thing about the filibuster, which is not in the Constitution. It's just a Senate rule. It was used primarily to deny Black people their rights during the Jim Crow era. But it can be carved out for certain things that are not necessarily budgetary or not necessarily, you know, related to things other than our basic rights, which is our right to vote. And so I'm not giving up on the fact that Joe Manchin might back off of that just for voting rights. But we'll see.
Right.
You know, right now, the president has his hands full with the infrastructure bill, and I believe that'll get passed. I don't know what form it'll get passed in, whether it's done through reconciliation or whether it's done through normal procedure, but a version of it will get passed, and then he'll have to move on to voting rights, and that's going to be the big one.
Yeah, and that's only everything. Well, you tweeted it. You said, until we wake the up, I potty mouth, Rob Reiner. Until we wake the up,
you beeped yourself there, I noticed.
I will be a broken record, kill the filibuster, pass voting right, or democracy dies, period. Yes, we are in a hostage crisis with our democracy. And you just, I mean, you said it. If Merrick Garland is unwilling to prosecute Donald Trump for obstruction of justice, inciting a deadly attack to overthrow the government, and countless other crimes, the rule of law is meaningless. Mm-hmm. Democracy is a sham. And we've not only created a precedent, Rob, but a training exercise for someone, a smarter autocrat than Donald Trump, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll tell you, these midterms, which, you know, normally the party in power loses seats in the midterms. That could happen here. But the midterms are more important than they've ever been, because if we do lose the Senate, if we do lose the House, and the state legislatures are allowed to continue putting in these voter laws, the suppression part is terrible, but the worst part of it is putting in provisions to allow state legislatures to overturn elections. And if that happens, then you do have the end of democracy. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine if you had a president like Joe Biden, who won by 7-8 million votes, but lost because they were able to flip three or four states based on the fact that they wouldn't certify the vote and allow the electors to go and cast their votes in Washington? That would be the end of democracy.
I hate to interrupt you, Rob Reiner, but my pillow guy says that Trump won by 19 million votes, including the state of California. So maybe your numbers are off.
Yeah, they could be off. They could be off.
You said, what goes to your tweet, you said having a lunatic criminal in the White House for 4 years has infected a big swath of the population with a lunacy virus. If we don't inoculate ourselves with voting rights, it will become a pandemic called fascism. I mean, that's all I need. It's not even red, you know, red or blue, Democrat or Republican anymore. It is just they are completely divorced from reality and any set of facts.
And that shows you the effectiveness of a good disinformation campaign. Mm-hmm. Helped by Vladimir Putin, who Joe Biden is going to be meeting with tomorrow. But everybody knows that if you put out bad information and you keep repeating it over and over and over, and it's coming from the highest, in the case of Russia, it comes from Vladimir Putin. In the case of the United States, for 4 years, it came from Donald Trump. You can see the effectiveness of a disinformation campaign, which is more powerful now than it's ever been because of the internet, which is the atomic bomb of disinformation. So you've got those people that are hardcore stuck in a world of disinformation, and it's like a cult. We've said it many times before. It's very hard to get people out of that.
It's like the COVID, it's QAnon or the COVID, you know, the anti-vaxxers, COVID denial people. I mean, Rob, a lot of even doctors and experts have said we're two countries like that now. All the least vaccinated states are Trump red states. All the most vaccinated states are blue states, you know, and yet now we have this Delta variant meeting a bunch of unvaccinated people. And, you know, unfortunately, we have to share this country together. And you know, Fox News, for one, puts out dangerous scientific misinformation every day. And so What do we do about that?
Yeah, well, here's the thing. The terrible thing about this is that we are the vast majority of this country.
Yeah.
And if we allow a small section of the country, in this case, we're talking about maybe 25% of the country, to allow them to have the power and to govern, Mitch McConnell is governing as if he's the majority leader.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
That's democracy breaking down. And the only way we can secure it is by giving people the right to vote and securing their right to vote.
Well, Rob, I agree that that's really the only issue that's going to matter, because then none of the others are going to matter. But again, what do we do on that? Because obviously the wisdom right now is H.R. 1 or John Lewis is not going to pass, whether it's a combination of Manchin or whatever. I mean, Merrick Garland so far has only sent a letter to Arizona saying, hey, don't do this. It looks like it's spreading to other states. There's the headline. Republicans push to export absurd Arizona-style election audits to other states. They've got to put a stop to this, don't they? I mean, I don't know how we, if we still had the voting, if the Supreme Court had not gutted voting rights, Rob, none of these bills would have been able to pass anyway. But here we are.
That's right. And to pass the John Lewis Act, which is good and we should do it, is closing the barn door after the horses have left, because it just would reinstitute that part of the Voting Rights Act that the Supreme Court gutted. But a version of H.R. 1 or S. 1 has to pass. And just to, for the listeners and viewers to know, S. 1 was sponsored, was one of the sponsors of S. 1 was Kristen Sinema. So it has the sponsorship of virtually all of the Democrats in the Senate. Now, Joe Manchin, if he feels that we can make a good effort to make it bipartisan, maybe you take certain provisions out of that act and then get rid of the filibuster, you then can pass a version of H.R. 1 or S. 1. And that's what needs to be done. And, you know, I said this on Bill Maher the other day, but and James Carville, mentioned this to me the other day. It's got to be Joe to Joe. Joe Biden has to sit down with Joe Manchin and say, look, what's more important here, preserving the filibuster or preserving democracy?
I mean, listen, you and I differ. You did a movie on LBJ. He beat my daddy. So we're little, but he needs to do a little LBJ style, arm wrangling. Doesn't he need to do something?
Well, I mean, Joe Biden, President Biden is not a, an arm twister like that, but he's awfully persuasive and he has had the experience of having lived in that Senate. He knows how things run and how things work. And I think if he sits down with Joe Manchin, they can come to some kind of agreement to just forego the filibuster just for voting rights.
Rob, because I've been inspired by you, I try to be a patriot like you are. I try to be a fine American as, the only hot bisexual woman in the Senate. I will make it my personal project to bring Kirsten Sinema around if that's possible.
Oh my God.
We all serve how we can, Rob.
You mean take one for the team?
I'll take one for the team. Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, we may need to send you in there.
Thank you. Thank you, Rob. You tweeted, we must never forget that a president of the United States led a deadly insurrection to overthrow our government. And for that and countless other crimes, for the sake of democracy and the rule of law, Merrick Garland must prosecute this human blight on our nation.
Mm-hmm.
So talk to me before we go about DOJ. I mean, this is huge. We just had Jill Weinbanks on. This is way worse than Watergate. And go ahead. Go ahead.
Watergate is like child's play compared to this. I mean, forget the fact that he led a deadly insurrection. Forget the fact that he obstructed justice a minimum of 5 times. The guy also broke the Emoluments Clause every day of his presidency. He broke the Hatch Act virtually every day of his presidency. Going into the presidency, he broke the Logan Act. I mean, the list of crimes is just insurmountable. And I'm saying you have to, pick your poison, pick your crime, but go after this guy.
Yeah.
You can't allow a president of the United States to willy-nilly break the law and expect to have a democracy.
Well, and Rob, all the crimes are bleeding in together. Like this morning's latest is what were these? The emails to the DOJ about trying to overturn the election. Mm-hmm. And this was like the Atlanta, what do you call it? That's part of the Brad Raffensperger call, attorney that he fired there. Like they're all, and it's all one story, right? It is all, I mean, you and I have been talking since 2016, cheating with Russia to get elected, cheating again. What was the first impeachment for? I'm forgetting.
Ukraine, and he went with Ukraine and
right,
Zelensky.
Cheating with Ukraine in 2020, cheating to try to overturn the election. I mean, it all becomes one story of just cheating and criminality and, blatant obstruction of justice, right?
And it's all right out there. I mean, it's right out there. And we, it's not surprising. We knew it's all there in the Mueller report. He was hamstrung by the fact that he was not allowed to issue indictments or prosecute because that's what the rule was there. But he laid out all the crimes. The crimes were laid out there in the Mueller report. And we've known this for a long time. Now it's up to Merrick Garland to actually prosecute those crimes.
Yeah.
And if he does, we'll preserve democracy. If he does. And by the way, you have to risk the fact that the crazies out there are going to get crazier.
Yeah.
But that can happen. It's like we having a civil war. you know, there's a right and wrong. It's wrong to have slaves, period.
Period.
And so you fight a war over that. And we may have to fight another version of the Civil War in order to protect democracy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and also speaking of Mueller, I mean, because of the obstruction, we couldn't get to the conspiracy charge, but there was massive collusion. He didn't follow the money as we thought he was. That was a red line he didn't cross. So now we've got Cy Vance in New York, that when they start to follow the money, the minute they get his tax returns, I mean, he is a crook. He's a lifelong. What do they say? He's a criminal who became president. Mm-hmm. Nixon was a president who became a criminal. I mean,
There you go.
Rob, we're not going to listen to sand anymore. We're just not. Or anyone that steps to the microphone. We're only listening to you. He ordered every single code red, Rob Reiner. That's
not
my
Rachel
point.
Bitkofer. She's not willing. She didn't listen.
You know what? We turned this segment up to 11.
Yeah, we turned it up to 11.
Yes, we did.
Because the Republican Party is all liars. All liars!
Liar!
Okay. All right. We love you, Rob.
That's this picture.
That's right.
Yes. I see it. All right. Thank you for coming on and your tastefully appointed den that points out that you're an Academy Award winning director and actor and activist. All right. Love you, Rob Reiner.
Love you too, Stephanie. Goodbye, Chris. Goodbye, Travis. Nice to see you guys.
Thanks, Rob.
Bye, Rob. There he goes. Magic in every form. Well, there's a lot going on in the world that can make it difficult to relax and decompress, right? You've experienced the Sunday scaries. You know that feeling. Dread in the pit of your stomach. It comes on Sunday afternoon. Now, here's a totally different Sunday scaries. Vitamin-boosted CBD gummies. What? You don't even have to wait till Sunday night rolls around. Self-care is so important right now, and Sunday scaries is here to help. Sunday scaries believes everyone deserves a hand on a difficult day. So if you're looking for a way to decompress, Sunday scaries has you covered with their CBD products. Visit sundayscaries.com. Use the promo code SEXYLIBERAL, all one word, at checkout to get 25% off your order. 25% off. SundayScaries.com. Promo code SEXYLIBERAL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. These products are not for use or sale by persons under the age of 18. That's SundayScaries.com. Type in SEXYLIBERAL. So someone on Twitter said, it is the magical creature of wonder, wonderfulness. Jill Sobule!
Yeah! Yay!
She is a magical creature of love and joy and music.
For myself.
Yes.
Music and love and sex and magic. Hi, precious pumpkin face.
I'm glad you added sex and magic to the music.
You are all about it. I know, you tweeted a love tweet. You said, yes, I was asked to sing I Kissed a Girl, the old one, and friggin' Lily Tomlin sang the chorus with me. And get this, Paula Poundstone, Frangela, Jen Kirkman, Jody Hamilton, and Dana Goldberg. I'm still in fangirl heaven. At my party last weekend, yeah. You have new songs, post COVID songs. Everybody loved them. They are hilarious.
I'm still like all a flutter from that evening. And Lily Tomlin, I tell you, she makes me so nervous. I can't even look at her because you can't get over your biggest idols when you're a kid. You just can't.
Right.
I didn't realize that some people had not met each other, and they were all like, you're right. It was a lot of fangirling. All of us.
Through you, I've met Lily a few times,
right.
but still, it'll never, I still can't look at her, and she's gorgeous.
I know. Isn't she? Oh my God. Her skin is so soft. I always molest her. She's soft as a baby's ass. Everywhere.
Do you think next time I can be invited when she's there and I can touch her skin?
Yes.
Yeah. I would really like that.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
All right. Don't make it weird.
It is.
That's Stephanie's job.
Speaking of weird, you just launched your Patreon page and you posted a picture of, I think it's a gerbil that is on top of another gerbil and holding a knife to the gerbil's neck.
Okay.
It's not a gerbil. It's a capybara.
Oh, I see.
Capybaras are the most gentle creatures in the animal world.
Which is why it was funny, because you said, join this Patreon page or this...
or this capybara gets it.
Gets it.
Exactly. Yeah. Every day I try to do a new ridiculous, makes no sense.
You are hilarious.
Thing on my Instagram.
You are hilarious on Instagram. Anyway, that was hugely inappropriate. I just wanted to point that out.
Yeah, well, you know what?
And you also said, I just launched my Patreon page. Please help me make my next record. I think I'm writing better than ever. Plus, I need to pay for that macrame owl I bought on Etsy after a bad edible episode. I don't know why we should pay for your mistakes, Jill Sobule, but okay.
Okay.
Between the capybara that's going to get it in the neck and the macrame owl.
It was $17.99 and it was horrible.
But it's a macrame
owl. The other image I did was a picture of me when I was little. I had to wear braces and casts on my legs like one of Jerry's kids. So I was like, you know, I posted that saying I had to wear leg braces. Please help me.
Oh. Well, listen.
I'm trying to do everything
we
I
actually,
can.
Right. We've been, 30 years in this business. We had to launch a Patreon page during COVID because it's like most artists, we all barely made it through COVID, right?
Oh my
It's because we couldn't, you know, make our normal living. Radio lost sponsors. Everybody was hurting. It was we couldn't go on the road, right?
I'm having my first gig in front of people in New York July 15th.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
It's the first time.
Yeah.
But the Patreon, the other thing is, I bet yours too, is people get really cool stuff.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's a whole new thing. It's not like people just give you money to give you. You provide services.
Exactly.
Beneficial services and gifts.
For instance, isn't it time for you to provide us the service of one of your fantastic new post-COVID songs that you sang at my party? So if people want to know what it's like to be at Steph's party, it's like this, except Lily Tomlin sitting on that side and Paula Poundstone sitting on the other side.
But Stephanie's sitting next to me. Woo-hoo!
And then Jill Sobule does this.
What do we do when we open the door? We can walk outside. The sun is blinding. Things open up. We can dine once again and make plans with those who we were glad to forget. What do we do when I go somewhere? I have to dress up, not just on top. I get in the car. The traffic is horrible. No good excuse to miss an appointment. I don't want my life to begin. Oh, I don't want my life to begin. And what do we do when we're not all alone? Maybe have to go to work, have to act normal, less time for ourselves, TV shows, and have to go to things like baby showers. I was fine online, I didn't mind. I bought a couple new shirts and a ring light, and happy when that hour was over. You guys can sing the chorus. I don't want my life to begin. Oh, I don't want my life to begin. The truth, I miss my nephews, I miss my brother, I miss the kiss and the skin of another. I feel so awkward, why bother to meet somebody new? I wonder what to do. Oh, oh. And soon they'll say it'll be my turn. Maybe next month for my arm to burn. But I'm not telling anyone, not telling anyone when I do. 'Cause chorus, I don't want my life to begin.
Oh my God, I love your voice so much. Oh my God, you're such an amazing songwriter. Oh my God, I love you so much.
Well, it is. I'm starting to get back into it. But it was, there was something great about having, I did a lot of house concerts.
Sure. Yeah.
And now I have to travel.
Yeah.
I know. And you know, I just had another little party this week, going away party from my friend. And we were saying the same thing we were all talking about last week. It's a little, reentry is a little weird for some of us, you know, particularly you and I talked about being single. We are vaxxed, waxed, and ready to party, by the way.
Oh.
Two single, semi-famous lesbians. We're ready. Let's do this, Jill Sobule.
I have some funny single stories for you.
Okay.
But okay. So my shrink, who I just found the shrink,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Oh, I have to tell you, the shrink that I went to in New York, it's just on the video. And she's a new one, a friend of mine. And, you know, you get the intake letter. You know, you have to, to write, you know, your age, your medical history. Underneath were things like, you know, gender. And then it was monogamous or polyamorous. And then underneath that was kinks.
Oh.
And I'm like, I didn't want to disappoint her, and I had to come up with something. So my friends and I were saying, what would be the weirdest shit? And the weirdest stuff. And
yes,
some of it would be like, oh my God, you guys all went over the table.
Yes.
Like macaroni art.
Ah.
But you know what I wrote her? I did it this morning. I thought of something really good.
Oh.
Kinks, and I wrote her back, I'm more of a Rolling Stones person.
That's funny. Yeah. Come on, that's a music joke. That's
boom,
a music.
Boom, boom,
that's
boom.
A music joke, everybody. That's okay.
Okay, but being single, she told me I should go on a dating site. But you know, being people that are semi-known, that's just
no.
Weird.
It was a nightmare. Well, I didn't do it. A few years ago, a friend of mine, without telling me, did it for me, like without my picture or name, but then screened people, and I had like a handful of dates, and it. I don't even. Oh, one of the members I told you asked if I could introduce her to Lisa Vanderpump.
Yeah.
It's kind of an interesting array of, you know, star and gold diggers. And
you know Lisa
people,
Vanderpump?
People that look nothing. I met her once.
Okay.
I don't know. It was a weird collection of just weirdos and people that look nothing like their picture and, you know, kind of star. You know, that kind of. But anyway, you never know. Why don't you try?
No. So she said there's this one that you have to be invited for that's for like celebrities or fancy.
Raya?
So I did it once and I was
Raya,
like,
you
I
have
can't.
To share. You have to share all your contacts. So
I
I'd have to give everybody Lily Tomlin's home phone number, which I'm not going to do.
I can't do this because the first time I did it, it was like, first of all, up came the person that was sleeping with my ex-girlfriend.
Okay.
Oh.
All right.
Oh,
yeah. There's one degree of lesbian separation.
I couldn't do that. And then secondly, somehow they messed up my thing. And I was like, oh my God, look at all these marvelous people. It was like the owner of a sports team and all these things. It was like, whoa, all these fabulous. And then I realized they put me on as a man looking for women.
Oh,
and I was like,
that's no good.
So I haven't been on it since, and it's been traumatic. I can't
do it
again.
Yes, it's just traumatic just going on. Oh, wait, I have one other good story.
Oh, yes.
I don't know if you guys ever knew this.
Oh.
One girl showed up with a dog with a cage on its face, like Hannibal Lecter.
Excuse me?
Yeah. It was a vicious, I don't.
A muzzle.
Yes.
Yes.
Right. And she
The
said,
dog had the muzzle. She did.
And she said, oh, this was the first story.
Wait,
she had
the muzzle or
no,
the dog?
No, the dog. Oh. She had a dog with a cage.
Because I was going to say, that's kind of hot.
Yeah, that's a cage.
Yeah, if the cage was for me, it would have been fun. Anyway, she said, I thought it was the weirdest. The first thing she said, well, you know, I a woman that I was in love with when I was younger, I've recently found her again and, you know, was so great. And she died last week in a motorcycle crash and you were her number one like on Facebook. And I was like, oh, I'm sorry about your, that's why you took the date. Okay. Anyway, it was just, that's what I'm saying.
Weird.
Just weirdness. It's all just weirdness.
Do you think it's also Los Angeles?
Maybe.
I think Los Angeles, I look at it's like, I think Los Angeles, especially if it's people in the entertainment business.
Right.
I would rather find, okay, do you want to know what I'm looking for in case there's someone
there? Oh, please, dating game music for Jill Sobule. Yes. Oh, and one girl stalked me at my spinning class for like a year after one date. So there was that. So stalker. I forgot to mention among the gold diggers on the start, there was also stalkers.
Oh, great.
I don't mean to scare you off, but go ahead, Jill. What are you looking for?
Okay, someone who's an archaeologist that wears joppers, that looks, you know, kind of the female Indiana Jones vibe, takes me on digs, and is an heiress.
Okay.
That's not too niche for me, I think. Oh, wait, Jill, do you have a song about archaeology?
Oh, I do. It's a brand new song.
That's a
that
setup.
Was really, that was, really,
it inclu-
really.
It includes the worst lyric you've ever written, but I loved it.
It is.
It was my favorite lyric.
It is. Let me find it.
Okay.
It does include the worst lyric I've ever written, the last couplet. But
okay.
This was, I just wrote this last week. And thinking about, I was looking at pictures of Pompeii, and those were some, before they died, they were doing some strange things.
They had kinks.
Yeah.
Yes.
Kinks.
Think Sergio Mendez, right?
Yeah.
Okay, here goes. Here we are, you and I, skipping through the ruins, staring at the last remains, not sure of what we're doing, skipping through the ruins. This is where I had my first love, buried somewhere beneath the dust. That's okay, it isn't us. Skipping through the ruins, skipping through the ruins, like the paintings in Pompeii, skipping through the ruins, they find us in a strange embrace. My God, what were they doing? Skipping through the ruins. What if we are nothing more than fossil fuels and dinosaurs? We're still alive and we adore. Skipping through the ruins, skipping through the ruins, skipping through the ruins. We're skipping, we're traipsing, we're hand in hand. The Statue of Liberty peeks out from the sand. Shards and bones and catacombs, mountains of laptops and old cell phones, all our heartbreaks and all our mistakes, and all of the artifacts we create. We are archaeology. I dig you and you dig me. Everyone, bop-bops. One more time. Skipping through the ruins.
Come on, I dig you and you dig me. About archaeology. Come on. It's fantastic. And she just had brain surgery, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to hear about that when we come back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Jenny came over and told me about Freddy, such a hairy behemoth. She said, dumb as a box of hammers, but he's such a handsome guy. And I opened up and I told about Larry, and yesterday how he asked me to marry. Not giving him an answer yet, I think I can do better. And we laughed at the world. They can have their diamonds and we'll have our pearls. Everyone, I kissed a girl. She called home to say she'd be late. He said he worried, but now he feels safe. I'm glad you're with your girlfriend. Tell her hi for me. Then I looked at you, yeah, guilt in your eyes, but it only lasted a little while. Then I felt your hand above my knees, and we laughed, compared notes. We had a drink, we had a smoke, she took off her overcoat. I kissed a girl.
it again. When I kissed a girl, her lips were sweet. She was just like kissing me, but better. I kissed a girl. Well, I kissed a girl who changed the world, but I'm so glad I and Stephanie too. We kissed a girl. Woo.
Jill Sobule, happy Pride. Sweet Pea, tell me quickly, because this is, we've had such a year of death and loss and whatever. Someone posted your mom and you when you were here at Happy Hour singing All My Mahjong Friends Are Dead and just commented on how she just was looking at you like she was so proud of you. And you just had brain surgery. Tell us about that quickly.
Yes, you guys, in January, I had brain surgery. I've had this essential tremor. I've had it my whole life, you know. That's what Katharine Hepburn had. They thought she had Parkinson's, but it's not as severe as that.
You came through with flying colors, with grace and humor. You documented it.
I documented it. It was live while it was done. I played while I was having surgery.
Wow.
You are one of the most brilliant people I've ever met. Please go to Jill's Patreon page. Help keep my beautiful, brilliant friend going. And
yes.
Love you.
It's patreon.com, Jill Sobule. And if it's on the Stephanie Miller show, I'll do something extra for them.
Oh!